Blog Talk Radio.
There'll be times when I really think the world gon' change and everybody gon' be treated equally one day, and that the justice system will treat everyone the same. But I wake up to chance to say her name. Only in America. Only in America. Yo, home and native land, the anthem done got it wrong. This is native land, been native land all along. Got the world thinking we ain't racist in the north, but residential schools were still around when I was born. United we stand against all the uninformed, staring down the barrel of guns from the uniform. Somehow they think we supposed to be unicorns in utopia. We need unions from the addicted and killing opium. Don't use the word black cause they think it's offensive. Don't build a school up in the hood, they think it's expensive. Divide us into shades, colorism relentless. If that black life ain't like mine, go ahead and dispense it. America, land of they own terrorists. Other people come here and join, birth of the surrogates. Get known, suddenly all of them turn separatists. Imperial mind state for one treatment so delicate. They think we got it hella good in North America. Compared to us, I wish they would appear in Canada. The government ain't give a fuck if you ain't paying them. From east to west and north to south, we keep on saying it.
We got gangsters, got thugs in America. Got hustlers, sell drugs in America. Pharmacists don't get no time in America.
When I really think the world gon' change and everybody gon' be treated equally one day, and that the justice system will treat everyone the same. But I wake up to chance to say her name.
It's clever song, baby. Truth is, it's on the same global. Everybody wants power and wealth over people lower. Everybody got complaints, no solutions, and that's the blower. While the rich getting rich, rubbing shoulders, becoming donors. John Doe getting killed, got his marching, becoming soldiers. Side of the pills, we popping it just the numbers. While your knee and our next one is constricted boas. Music the only way to voice opinions, get to know us. We got gangsters, got thugs in America. Got hustlers, sell drugs in America. Pharmacists don't get no time in America. Corporate crime, people dying in America.
They think we got a hella good in North America. Compared to us, I wish they would appear in Canada. The government ain't give a fuck if you ain't paying them. From east to west and north to south, we keep on saying it.
Know what the Midwest is? Wild and reckless. Alberta full of ignorance, the size of Texas. The indigenous youth are locked up and neglected. The hate and the hurt crossed off the checklist. Don't put your real name on the application. At the interview, you ain't gonna get congratulations. If you're young and you're black and your hat's real low, better be extra polite or the gap might blow.
Trust me, queen, I done lived this life. I done seen firsthand the reasons why we fight. Still continue to stand through the brawls at night. Our people way too bright like driveway floodlights. Cut the grass low to avoid snake bites. We don't wanna get beat, this ain't no egg whites. Bitch fights, gun fights, there's no more hope light. There's only so much we can take, that's what revenge tastes like.
They really think they got it good up in America.
We got gangsters, got thugs in America.
They out here marching for the rights up in America. Stay up in America.
Pharmacists don't get likes in America.
They got us thinking we ain't equal in America. Whole world waiting on a sequel in America.
Yo, it's Facilitator, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033 Sassy. That's me, you dig. This is Femo Nation Forever Radio, Jerkin 101, Volume 46, man. We doing it Project Jerk style tonight, man. Talk your shit, and we going live with Petty Murphy, you dig. So big shout out to Petty Murphy and the Petty Murphy Project, man. Big shout out to everybody, man, that's been rocking with the Project Jerk. First of all, got to say, man, big salute. If you've been tuning in with us online, man, you've been streaming the shows, you've been downloading the shows, you've been rocking with us, telling people about it word of mouth, you've been really supporting us, man. Hey, we salute y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. We ain't talking about that bullshit ass local support. People just want you to get support locally. Nah, man, we're talking about everybody out there that really do support, really take the time out, rock with us, man, tune in to a show. You feel me? Show that love or show that actual support, man, in one way or another. We appreciate y'all, man. You know, the real go-getters, the ones that talk about it and they walk about it. That's what we talking about, man. Straight power. You dig? Big shout out to the nation, man. We gonna get it in tonight, man. We gonna sauce y'all up. That opening song right there, man, just gotta get your blood pumping. That shit gotta get you up and going. You dig? If not, I'm gonna give you a little bit of mix, man, and then we gonna get this chop, baby.
Drop it, low, 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 drop it, low.
Chat, shorty role playing with the blindfold. I'm bird watching, got my eyes on you. Dude, like a Steve Harvey suit. Fresh, like I hopped out the coupe. She know, I go hard. We got that dope, you know, ain't gon' hold you back, girl, I'm with it. Now let me get the motherfucking business, okay. Looking out the mud on tap. When the plays gon' call on that. She ain't really felt this before. Let it drop like she fell to the floor. She know, I got bars. Even taking hit by storm. Forget big names, big business. One big change, I've been in. All I wanna do is make a million off the keys. Transport a wheel, turning over cheese. Shorty be my life though. I ain't really with the life, go for life though. Even I know, we the bar. They don't battle, this shit long. We gon' get it, they gon' see. All I do is drop that
heat. She know, I go. She know, I go, she know, I go, we got that dope, you know, you know, you know,
spit it.
Listen,
pull up, cameras hit him like a strobe light. Gang of shorties with him like he's Snow White. Just another episode in the latest season of the Fast Life. Sidelining, but you tryna see what that's like. Take a drink, smoke something. Out of body experience, ghost hunt. Yeah, poolside with the summer's on. Head up in the clouds, killing like the summer's gone. Eye candy, it's a lot to see. Soap and booty, no colonoscopy. Ha, wallflower in the weed exhausted. Cheese they toss, no pizza sauce. It's deep in dark. I ain't finna gas you, but look mama, I've been living right, feel like you my good karma. Yeah. Whole lot of sugar I can shoot you. Probably what you used to. Look what I'm reduced. Come on. Hey, I mean the breeze is lovely. Marble under feet, not a cloud above me. Girls going wild, taking showers in bubbly. With bikini top down like with Patrick and Funsy. Headed west, gotta grow the network. New merch, are we rich yet? Sweatshirt, first class, nothing but the carry on. We just running the good vibes marathon.
She know, I know, I go, She know, I know, I go, She know, I know, I go, We got that though, you know,
I got next.
I put
my clothes on the table, something like that. Again, parents used to say don't hang with those hooligans. Now we take a princess, get in the Cooper. And no offense, we just left in the barn that Looper rigged. Whoa, no he didn't. So sick with it, no cure, closing clinic. Hit the club, no lies, we just stroll on it. And who am I kidding? Never was the one for limits. We out here.
She know, I know, I go, She know, I know, I go, She know, I know, I go, We got that dope, you know, You know, You know, You know, You know,
okay.
You know, you know, you know,
Though you may not drive a great big cat. Dedicated and humble, you can get what you wanna. My motivation, the money, kids watching my mama.
gun on with body armor. I be hanging out the phone, then that motherfucker loose. No help, all school, goddamn, you a fool. Old school, no cruise with a new pair of shoes. Keep money, all blues, don't hate, do you. Show me love when I roll up, gangsta need love too. Shivin' over hard bodies, out with the sun. Show me love when I roll through, gangsta need love too. Shivin' over hard bodies, out with the sun.
Into finesse, he done it. Bad boy, love a leaf with gelato inside. Pre-rolls and my pistol when it's time to slide. No tint on the old school chopping and tipping. iTunes on that old school space age pivot. Young lady with me kitty and that mouth be gripping. These days I'm just burning, I don't do no sipping. Big ball updated, I'm the newest edition. Living sucker free can give a nigga clear some vision. They just wanna see the vision, niggas killing each other. Real niggas throw their hand out and pull up their brother.
Get it out when the sun moves back. Smoking on a bag of that shit we like.
Get off into that chop, man, with Petty Murphy live on air. Project Jerk, man, it's that Tokyo shit, you dig? We're going to get it in, man. Big shout out to the famo. Also, YL Dallas. Y'all already know what it is, man. Say, stay tuned, man. I hope y'all ready, man, because we're going to get it in right after this.
That nigga mouth right after I fuck on them pockets. Love me then he hate me cause this pussy make him toxic. Used to love that nigga, now he got me fed up. You know I love a cheesy nigga, they get cheddar. I'm the MVP in this, I could never ever sweat her. Money turn my heart so cold, I need a Gucci sweater. He say buried in this pussy, he say it's a hidden treasure. Say he love a bitch and ain't nobody fuck him better. I say yeah, I know, now leave some money on the dresser. If that nigga fucking up, I'm cutting ties, he sever. I'm the baddest bitch you voting cause it's pussy pressure. I don't love no nigga, I choose money over pleasure. Every time I hit the block, they high and I stay cutting up. Bitches getting reckless, I'ma slide, I'ma fuck it up. Took my foot up off they necks, they still can't catch their breath. Gave them hoes the answers and they still can't pass the test. I been hustling so damn right, I ain't never going left. Niggas spent the block, I went and got a new address. Told them if you really love me, tap my name up on your chest. Told them if you really love me, put my name up on them check. Fuck that nigga mouth right after I fuck on them pockets. Love me then he hate me cause this pussy make him toxic. Used to love that nigga, now he got me fed up. You know I love a cheesy nigga, they get cheddar. I'm an MVP in this, I could never ever settle. money turn my heart so cold, I need a Gucci sweater. He say buried in this pussy, he say it's a hidden treasure. Say he love a bitch and ain't nobody fuck him better. I don't love you, nigga, don't confuse me with your other hoes. Fuck him in his feelings and dismiss him, leave him at the door. Boost that nigga up and got his money on the floor. He know my shit progressive, he just wanna catch my flow. What goes around, comes around, and bitch, I'm on your block. What comes around, goes around, I'm coming for your
come for your
God. Got these bitches mad, got them tighter than my pussy. Niggas in their feelings, why you acting mushy-gushy? Thoroughbred, bitch, I stay moving, keep the motion. You bitches giving dry as hell, go put on some lotion. Fucking with these bitches here, they need some ibuprofen. Bitch, don't say my name, you know I'm causing a commotion. Fuck that nigga mouth right after I fuck on them pockets. Love me, then he hate me, cause this pussy make him tired. Used to love that nigga, now he got me fed up. You know I love a cheesy nigga, they get cheddar. I'm the MVP in this, I could never ever sweater. Money turn my heart so cold, I need a Gucci sweater. He say buried in this pussy, he say it's a hidden treasure. Say he love a bitch and ain't nobody fuck him better.
Big-ass album, man, a harmony right there, man. Say, if you missed the interview, man, make sure y'all go check out the interview. Go hit the replay. You did. If you linked in with us on social media, man, we also got a website, man. You did. We got a website that you can get on our website, and you can check out all the shows in one place, man. You can click on that link, on the website link, man, and you can replay any show that we have done. You dig? Any show that we have done. We got that link, man, so make sure you check out, man. If you're listening, all right, y'all already know you got to put your little HTTPS little shit off in there. Then famonationforever.blueberry.net. That's what you need to holler at us, man. Go click on there. Get on the website, man. And we have and we will be moving all current interview sessions up to the top, man. So soon as you click on the website, man, you're going to see all the current interview sessions right there, easy for you to click on and easy for you to access. Also, man, we're going to be uploading some videos on that thing, man. We're going to be doing a lot more, featuring a lot more people on there. We're going to get it in, man. But let's go ahead. We got to bring in Femo right now and welcome. We got to get this Project Jerk going. Femo Petty Murphy, what's good with you, Femo?
Everything's good, yo. And first things first, it's been 2 weeks since I've been on Famo Nation Forever Radio. This was the day after my brother was murdered in Wichita, Kansas. I just recently returned home on Sunday. And I just want to say for those who reached out all over, I thank you very much for your thoughts and your prayers, giving the love shown to me and my family. This road is not over yet. We're going to get justice for my brother and everything else, too. But I want to talk about opportunity. And, Famo, you and I, we've had many, many discussions on Famo Nation Forever Radio, on the Petty Murphy Project, about opportunity and the true definition of this. Now, Famo, you we talked about this today, very extensive. And I said, we have to talk about this shit. It's because there are people out there that do not understand that we invest in what we have. We invest it in our brain.
Sure, got to.
That means we put in time, money, and breath into what we're doing.
Yeah.
And when you contact us about an opportunity, whether it's to get your music played, whether it's to, you know, get an interview, or whether it's to perform at one of the shows that we're promoting, the number one thing that you cannot ask for is to be paid up front. And I'm going to explain this shit. Everybody knows that I have filmed three parts of the Ask Petty As I Want to Be movie. I got for the finale in Los Angeles scheduled for August 25th to 26th. And my problem is, yesterday, I had a meeting at my director's house. Only four of us showed up. It was myself, Big Homie Peels, Danielle DeAnda, and Josh Lynch. We showed up at my director's house. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was supposed to do a Zoom call. We had technical difficulties, and people were complaining. So we canceled the Zoom call. But everything was broken down to a T. that, you know, in order for this L.A. trip to work, I can't be the only one that foots everything. I can't foot your plane ticket. I can't foot your accommodation. If we're going to do this as a team, we're going to all do this as a team. So the deal was this. Everybody put up at least $600. That covers your round trip ticket, and it can't, no, covers you staying in the Airbnb that we're going to get for the film. Two.
Right, right.
Before we get up to L.A., we got to rehearse. We got to choreograph everything. We have to go over everything and the technical aspects of everything of filming the movie. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And three, anything that has to be with monetization or anything like that comes on the back end. The exposure is what you need more. And the exposure gets you the opportunities that leads you to the money at the end. The thing is, Famo, is that everybody does not respect that part. When you give them an opportunity, they don't look at everything in the full spectrum. They only think about one thing. That's the money. And when you think about money first, that will fuck your shit up. It will keep you from getting opportunities. It will keep you from, you'll keep you where you're at. You'll stay at the lower level. We're at a level now to where we want our people to elevate with us. You know, nobody's going to make you a star overnight. You got to work at it.
Yeah,
and when you got an opportunity you got an opportunity like this to not only gain yourself royalty checks for the rest of your life, but to be seen, not live in person, but to be seen in front of a whole worldwide audience and see the opportunities open up, that right there is more than the dollar bill. That's more value than the dollar bill. And that's where my frustration is at, is that at the end of the day, when we had a chat, at the end of the day, I gave them the 6 o'clock p.m. Those who understand the assignment, I'm going to move you forward. Those who do not and do not give me an answer by that time deadline, I'm going to leave you where you're at. Famo, I did exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah, man.
And the reason
go ahead. Yeah. I mean, it's business.
The reason why? Business is business. And this project to me is more important now than ever. It's because I got to get my family out of Wichita. This isn't about me performing in L.A. This is about me getting my family out of Wichita now. And the emphasis of this, people got to understand, if this project goes bust, that's on me. And then I'm going to be pissed the hell off. So I want people to understand that there's opportunities with this. Right now, we got an opportunity for artists that are listening right now. Hey, you just go to my page. Go to my regular page. Go to my Instagram at the Petty Murphy Project. Right now, we have a sponsor that put up $500 of his money to cover your travel expenses to go to L.A. All
Come
you
on.
Have to do is we're going to do it like these comedy festivals do this shit. You got to pay a fee. $35 is non-refundable. $35 for us to look at your video. That means you got a live performance. That means we're looking at your music. We're looking at your movement. We're looking how you're with the camera and everything else, too. We're giving you an opportunity. Winner will be announced July 31st. But you got to submit that in there. And if you don't get chosen, that's okay. We will basically keep you in the loop for future opportunities. So you have an opportunity to go to Los Angeles and perform and be a part of a movie, be in a movie and get movie credits or royalties. All you got to do is go to the Petty Murphy Project on Instagram or go to my regular Facebook page and see the information. Hey,
right.
we trying to make people stars, but you got to understand that this is a business as well.
And there's opportunity out there, man. And
You know what I mean, fam? I think we done got to, especially in the culture, man, we done got to a point of laziness, man, but we seen this coming, you know what I mean, because that's kind of how they made the game more molded it like that, man. And when it comes to, like you were speaking on, when it comes to events and meetings, importance of making meetings, man, is very important, especially when it got something to do with you, either you performing or you involved or anything like that. Now, I'm not being able to make it there physically. You know, if you can't do that, then you got to take the proper steps, man, in respect to notify whoever it is that you need to notify ahead of time, man, so that they can probably accommodate you or make some plans for you or something like that. But, that's if you can't make it there physically, which things happen. But you still got to handle it in a respectful manner, still handle business. What I think too, people, we all have to understand that all of us, you know, are trying to be the best at what we can be. All of us are trying, you know, wanting to keep being successful and more successful. So just because, say, you got the Petty Murphy Project, man, or you got the events going on and the artists got their rap, their career going on, artists can't look at that as, well, I can bullshit this off, because both of y'all, you know what I mean, might be on different levels of what you give, but you give your all to what you're doing, right? So respecting that, you'll be like, okay, well, man, I know he gonna put his all into it as his show, so he gonna go hard on it. I ain't gonna be able to make the meeting, or I ain't gonna be able to make this. Let me reach out, let me holler at him, let me let him know, you know what I mean, let me contact him and ahead of time in respect, or as soon as you know, contact him, holler him out, hey man, last minute thing came up, man, but keep it real, keep it 100, you know what I mean, keep it 100K and you'll be good. And a lot of people don't do that. Opportunities you were speaking on, I'm with you, fam. You know, we chop on this, man, so much, man, in the inbox too, and on air and on platforms. It's so much opportunity out there, man. There's so much opportunity out there once you start aligning yourself. And I've come to notice more and more and more, man, you'll notice that if you really ain't aligning yourself, right, then certain opportunities don't never come across your path because you're not really aligning yourself. Now, that's not a knock, and that's not a diss, because certain things wasn't coming across none of our paths until we started aligning ourselves. You ain't got a better job, or you ain't found a better restaurant to eat at, then you hey, now you're getting good service at the restaurant. You ain't got to worry about the food being nasty and cold and none of that. You done find you a spot that work for your ass, right, or your favorite fishing hole, whatever. But that's what it is, man, and the opportunity is out there. The opportunity is out there. It's just you have to align yourself with it. And a missed opportunity in the game and what it is now, a missed opportunity that could be beneficial to you. You know, we used to say, well, man, that's all right. You know, I'll catch it. I can make this move, and I'll catch it over here. I'll catch it over here. But how the game is going right now, man, is money being exchanged for music, services, products. All of this type of shit is going on right now. It's a lot of motion. It's a lot of activity. It's a lot of working. It's a lot of jerking going on right now. So if you jump on it and jump on those opportunities, man, you never know who's going to see you, who going to hear you, and who going to feel you. You dig? And that's a big key when you start aligning yourself. Now, all of us ain't got the means to physically get up and travel all around the world. You dig? You know, we all know this type shit. Everybody ain't got it like that. So what you do is you might not think this shit is working, or you might not think this shit is worth it, but the more you position yourself inside that game, is going to be better for you. As an independent artist, man, you got to know all the platforms that you can be able to place your music here in our country, and you got to know the ones that's not available to. We spoke about this, that's not available in our country that you can make your money off as well. You also got to know that you got to get back on your SoundCloud. You got to get your SoundCloud back up. You got to get that in there. Why you need that SoundCloud? If you do the research, you do the information, you're going to understand that SoundCloud going to come in handy for you and going to be a beneficial and lucrative move for you as you move forward, especially when it comes to getting paid, right? These shows that artists are doing, these shows, man, depending on what type of city you in or whatever, you can take advantage of these shows if these venues are registered. We talk about this shit. If the venues are registered and you are registered and you're on the flyer, then you can report that. And you're going to get that on your monthly payout. You're going to get that on your statement. If the venue is registered, you're registered, and you have a show there, you can report that, man, to your peoples, right? You can report that to your peoples, and you're going to get your pay, right? See, these are the things that a lot of the people in the game don't really want to talk about, don't really want to put out there because they want to keep, you know, people dumbfounded, right? And we try to share as much information that we can, man. A lot of people charge you for that shit, but a lot of people don't pay attention to it. But it's a lot of opportunities, like Femo was saying, that I noticed, just me noticing, and then me talking to a lot of people, that people pass over all the time and think, that's not effective. Oh, that doesn't work. Like even having a website, even a magazine placement. I talk about magazine placements all the time. You might not be into the magazines like that, but that don't mean everybody in the world feel the same way as you. Right? You don't know who is on what site looking at what or reading what. Your ass might not read. You might be a picture person. Don't worry. Sometimes I get lazy. I turn into a picture person too. But it's somebody else out there that they ass is up reading. And they read magazines, man. So you still, that's an opportunity for you to get yourself out there in front of somebody else, gain that awareness. But a lot of us have passed that shit over and think it's cool if we just do social media. They say, well, shit, man, I got this many followers on social media. Hell yeah. And they want to see your ass get in some magazines. They want to see your ass get on some covers. They want to see your ass do this. Do niggas, motherfuckers forget the double XL? I mean, the double XL was on fire. Why? Because of the cover and the artist that they was putting on the magazine. Mm-hmm. And if you go do your research right now, you can find a list of the top magazines for artists. You can find those. What is that? Mm-hmm. Awareness time. That's traffic time. That's connection time. That's visualization time, right? You got to get in that thing, man. You got to get in that thing. A lot of artists overlook like internet radio shows like this one, podcast opportunities. But the podcasts and the radio shows are steady growing awareness as well. They're steady growing their reach as well. More and more people are being attracted to podcasts, to radio shows, and to these type of things. I said this shit a long time ago. Radio and internet radio ain't going to go nowhere. Right? It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to fade out. It's depending on how you work it and your knowledge on what you're doing. But as an artist, right, as an artist, and if you got the time, then you can make those situations work for you, all right? And you know, it was crazy when we talk about this because just the other day, man, a couple of days ago, Femo, tell you, I had shared a link to the Femo Neil on one of the episodes we had did, man, a while back, and I think it's like at 50-something, you know, I think it's at like 60-something now, 1,000 listens. But, you know what I mean, I go back and listen to the thing, and it's like a lot of our music from us is up front on that show. You did? And that right there, man, is I'm just using that as an example, but that's real life. That right there is the power of certain slots and having your music or your representation, however that is, on certain platforms, especially ones that can be replayed or reviewed at any time, because you never know where that promotion that was pushed out when it was pumped hard and pushed out or whatever, it might not hit somebody until a month later. But once they get it and they hit on it and they like, damn, this shit jerking, that's on fire, man, who is that? Then they're going to go look you up. Then they're going to check you out. And they're going to be like, okay, let's see what else they talking about. And see, I think we kind of lose the connection, you know what I mean, sometimes between that And also, platforms are very connected with people who are in the music industry. Music supervisors that can help you get your shit on movies and television stations and these type of things and shows and all this shit. Distribution. Talk about distributions. People out there to help you get your sync licenses. People out there that do all kind of shit. And once you get off in the game and once you start brushing shoulders and mixing ideas and having intellectual conversation with these people as equals and not as somebody that's looking for a handout, you'll start learning a whole lot. And you'll see where a lot of people, a lot of us, made a lot of wrong moves. And that's why we didn't progress faster than what we should have. Because we didn't know the knowledge that we know now. So, all them opportunities of motherfuckers passing up, that shit ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. Now, I know if it's an opportunity where you in front of the same ass people for the 10th time, hell no. If you got to do that, you better off setting your phone up, going live. Mm-hmm. And performing like that, get you a green screen, get you a computer, get you a camera, change your background mm-hmm. to where it look like you probably on different universes or anywhere like that, and do it like that and push it out like that. If you, and you know, if that, I'm saying if you got to be somewhere where you perform, and every time you perform, it's the same people over and over and over, the crowd's not growing, it's no new people coming in, you're not really performing in front of more and more and more, then get your ass on the internet. That everybody talk about, make you a YouTube video or something. And like I said, you got green screens, you got technology, you can do that shit. You perform in your own goddamn house. Perform in your own house, put that shit out there and start pitching that shit. Start putting it out there, man, because there's people out there, especially in this game, that's getting a bag, man. They're getting that money, they're getting that elevation, and that shit is helping them get the recognition and the respect. I sit back, fam, I'll let you get in it. I sit back, man, and I watched a lot of people say a lot of things, and I be studying, and I be peeping shit, and then I go research, and then when I talk to certain people who actually in the game, like helping artists right now get crossing over and getting paid, getting their music out there, it's like, oh, okay. A lot of people don't know what the hell they talking about, man. A lot of people who got, well, was not a fly on the wall, right? No, they was more like the grasshopper that was outside or the cricket that was outside trying to get in the dough. So they didn't ever hear all the real good, meaty, juicy stuff. All they heard was the extra fall-off stuff, the blow-up, and that's cool. But you got to start learning. Man. I say this, with a sync license, dog, if you make beats or make music, it's bags out there for you. It's bad. It's real paper out there, man, that could change your life. I listened to a story, man, from a guy that's a part of the scene committee speak about him never pushing anything like on social media. He wasn't really big on that. He didn't even have no collabs or no shit like that, man. He had a ton of beats, this type of stuff. And he was, no, didn't have no money. Wasn't no balling Cadillac, nothing like that. But he started pitching them. He started pitching his beats. He got with the Problem Networks, and they started pitching his beats, you know, for him to these people. And, man, his beats started getting picked up. And right now, man, dude don't got a want for nothing in his life. You know what I mean? He has helped so many different people, man. He has bought equipment for different people. He did so much, and he came from nothing. But he had a little equipment in his room that he used to make his beats on. The shit's real life. And see, in the game, they don't tell us that. They didn't tell us that. They didn't tell artists that, Femo, that you can get paid $8,000 real quick for one of your beats, $20,000 real quick for one of your beats. You know, that you just got to be comfortable and willing to sell it and buy it like anything. They didn't tell us that. They didn't teach the game. But it's out there. Nope. Go ahead, Femo. I'm going to let you get on it.
No, they didn't, and that's the shit that I'm trying to get to everybody, man. It's like, damn, I'm trying to get this done. I'm trying to get this project done. This project means a lot to me.
Your past passed you by, but you cannot rewind. Stop wasting time. Connect to the divine. Maybe you should try to look deep, deep down inside. You
the blindfold off your eyes. One day you will realize.
Man, I don't know what the hell happened. Sam, are you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Hey, apologize for that technical difficulties. But go ahead, Femo.
But that is the truth. And everyone needs to be on board on this shit. It's like, man, you can't, you know, there's a lot of knowledge out here and a lot of game being out there, especially now with the writers and the actors now in Hollywood going on strike. This is a big win for independent filmmakers. This is a big win for you artists and comedians and actors out there. Independent films are fucking killing Hollywood with streaming options,
man,
and shit.
Man,
look at me last night. Tomorrow I work with this black-owned streaming company. Now, they reached out. They looked at my social media profile. They know what happened with my family, and the first thing they said is, I hope everything is well with you and your family. But we looked at your social media, and we want you to be the face and host our live platform. We knocked that out tomorrow at 11 a.m. You never know who's watching
in the air,
you.
Man. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you're not aligning yourself, if you're not aligning yourself with that, man, it'll never come across your path. It'll never come across your path, man. And that's what I think a lot of people fail to realize. You have to align yourself. You can't just talk about it. You got to really be about it. You might be the best at what you do, right? You might be the best at what you do. But if you're not getting heard or getting yourself out there, the people that can put you in position, like what Petty Murphy just said, that's been a blessing that just dropped on him, how would he get that if he took away everything that, say, people on social media told him to take away leading up to this? If he'd have stopped posting everything that he posted, if he'd have stopped saying everything that he said, if he'd have stopped pushing how much he's been pushing, if he'd have stopped reacting to everything differently, like, and did it exactly like everybody else said and told him to do, where the hell do you think he would be at right now? He wouldn't have just be sitting here telling y'all about the opportunity he just got. Nah, because that ain't true to him. He was true to himself, man, no matter what, and he's getting blessed for that. That's what people don't realize. A lot of people going to tell you a whole bunch of shit. Nah, you got to be true. And they say this, it starts with within, but then they forget about that. So how, you know, you can't get mad at a person for doing them because it starts with within. You can't get mad at a person for showing their accomplishments because they're trying to inspire and motivate others, their peers, the youngsters, the others, and showing them that, hey, if I can do this, you can do it, and you can do it way better. You might go way further. So you can't ever tell a person like that, stop doing what they're doing or do it differently. That shit makes no sense. And, you know, Femo, we were talking about this in the inbox. That makes no sense to me. If a person is winning and is being blessed for the things that they're doing, why would you tell them to change anything about that and not something to enhance that? Makes no sense. But I'm going to let you touch on that. Well, you know, we were talking about that just today in the inbox, man.
Yeah, it makes no sense. You know, it makes no sense that everybody wants a handout, but you ain't going to try to put no work in. Like I told everybody when this project came about, and family, you know this. I've been working on this project for 2.5 years. And it's the time now. And what I told everybody, this is important to me as much as it's important to you. I need y'all to be a part of this. And I need y'all on this. Because if you're not on it, then that's on you.
There it is. And this is another thing. They don't have to do anything, right? Anything they say, I be saying anything, you be saying anything, anybody else be saying, they don't have to do it. But just don't be mad when others see the greatness in people, say, like Petty, people say, like myself and others who are doing certain things. You can't get mad when other people see the greatness in them and they not recognizing your greatness because your greatness is not loud enough.
See, they used to say the loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. See, that type of stuff came from people who was used to losing. Because, see, when you win, what do you do? Most people yell and shout. See, so a lot of losers didn't like that. So they started saying, man, the loudest people in the room is usually the weakest ones. No, the loudest people in the room is usually the champions. They're usually the most powerful. They're usually the ones that don't matter what nobody else is saying. It don't matter what nobody else look like. They're going to do whatever they do in a room full of people that look at them or a room full of people who don't pay them no attention. See, as you get older, you start understanding a lot of them sayings was coming and made from a lot of people that were saying them out of hate, out of anger towards another person to knock another person shine. Way back then,
right,
they were still knocking people's shine. Nah. Mm-hmm. How can you tell a person like, say you Femo, and what you do? How can you tell a person like you to calm it down or don't say this or you shouldn't be like this or you shouldn't be like this? You've got an opportunity, and you can't say, I can't say it for a fact because you talk to the people. But if you had not shared some of the aspects of your life, how would some of these people been able to contact you? See, they tell you not to do that, but what do they do when the superstars do it? They run and go watch the documentary, right? But they tell you while you on this road to greatness, while you on your path of greatness, oh, don't talk about how this person made you feel. Don't talk about how the loss of your brother made you feel. Don't talk about how these people hated on you, how it made you feel. Don't talk about how you got knocked down and you fell all the way back up with nobody else. No, don't talk about that. But then they turn around and they help people become millionaires and successful that'll never give back to them or their community by doing the same thing. They go run and they want to know about them. They want to know what they eat, why they go to this restaurant, why they wear this, what's the new music, what's the new video, hey, what they doing in their life, who they dating, what dog they got. All this bullshit. People are lost. And they get mad. They can't stand when other people are not lost like them. They want you to think you're the outcast, when really they don't understand they the ones that's the outcast themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's bullshit.
They'll tell you. An artist will tell you what you need, what they shouldn't do with your opportunity, but your opportunity is the one that's bringing more opportunities to help more people around you or who you see fit to help. Ain't that some crazy shit? Don't that blow your mind? How can an artist that cannot create the same opportunity for themselves that you creating for others say anything to you about how to do what you're doing if they can't create that same opportunity? If they're the ones that's always waiting on the opportunities to be handed out or to be presented and never the ones that's presenting the opportunities, creating the opportunities, who speaks louder?
Right?
Even in the music game, in the industry, the person that makes the most money, we don't ever see him or hear him.
Right?
But you feel their power. You feel their authority. You feel what they capable of. You feel what they done set up. And what you see what I'm saying? So they had to jump on an opportunity to get to that level. I don't know, Femo. It come to a point in time when I think a lot of these folks, man, a lot of these people, man, I think they didn't play contact sports. I think they didn't, you know, and I'm speaking to for real. I think they didn't play contact sports or even watch contact sports, or they forgot some of the stuff that we was taught in our era as we grew up. We never was taught to be followers. We was never taught to be and think like everybody else. See, that's what the young-minded frame came in, and that's what it came with. But that's not what we were raised on. Our era and above us, that's not what we was raised on. We wasn't raised to be followers. We wasn't raised to even follow trends. We was raised to set them, and we was raised to work hard and go make our path. Right, however that is, that's what we was trained to go do. Not saying the younger generation don't work hard, because there's some hard-working-ass young cats out there, man, getting it in. But how society has changed to make the rules for people, that's not what we was built on. They don't want you to cheer and say you're the best. They don't want you to say you better than this person or, hey, I'm on a different level. Hey, no, you're not on this level. Hey, I'm not on your level. Hey, you're not on my level. They don't want you to say that. But all our childhood, what did they teach us? What did they show us? What did we learn? We cheer for not only high school sports, but we cheer for little kids sports. We cheer for collegiate sports, and we cheer for professional sports. We cheer when our team wins the championships and Super Bowls and when our teams do better than the other teams. You can't sit here and tell me that just because we are adults and we're not as famous as those people, that it's a different rule when it comes to us. How silly does that sound? How silly does it sound to go tell your child and the coach, hey, coach my child just like you would the child that's never going to play the game? The child that ain't even out here the child that's sitting at home playing a video game and ain't ever worried about strapping up no cleats. You train my child just like him. And you think that's what you going to tell your kid? Hell no, you not. You going to tell your kid he's not better than anybody? Hell no. It only changes when we become adults and we see other people who are not famous achieving and we don't like it. That's when it becomes a problem. But we teach each other all our lives to be the best, that the best succeeds, that the doing your best is the best. It makes no sense. But you know where it comes from, Simo? It comes from a lot of jealous minds, a lot of envious minds, and a lot of weak minds. Because came across some people that are different, but stand firm in what they're bringing. They do grasp hold of opportunities, and they can prove that. They can produce that. We can see that. Just taking, like, say you, for example, we seen you, you know what I mean, bring people on your show, interview people on your show. We seen you do events. We seen different people at your events. You know, we seen these type of things. So I'm just using you as an example. So it's only when it's people who are not looked at as famous superstars that the shit becomes to know we all on the same level. No, nobody's better than nobody. That shit's retarded as a grown-ass person who has been in this life long enough to know what's real to even say that shit, right? But that's what they put out there because they following behind somebody that said that to knock another person. Come on, man. This shit checkers. This shit chestnut checkers. They said that shit so they could drown somebody else shine, put it out there. Everybody started running with it, thinking that they smart, not realizing the shit that they sharing and the shit that they saying and the shit that's coming inside their system makes no sense.
No, it don't.
We're all equal in God's eyes. Our souls weigh the same. Right? That's what they are mean. Us down here on earth, it never said that us as man were going to look at each other as equals. Come on, man. That's that playing with the word type stuff. That's why I don't really get off into that, man, because people be playing with the word like they said when it fits them. They twist it and turn it. They twist it and turn it. They always tell you, and I see them do you like this, me like this, several other people, you know, way bigger than us, and I got to put that out there. They deal with the shit, too, way more than we do, right? But I've seen people get on there, oh, man, you shouldn't be. Why are you worried about what they doing over here? Why are you speaking on this or why are you speaking on that? But then still yet they have streamed some of the artists that in their music, the main things that they talk about are other people, other men's business, degrading women, killing, drugs. They giving up street codes. They telling you how they move dope. They telling you how they didn't kill people and how they didn't got rid of the body. But then when people on social media do it, it's a problem. Boy, it ain't a problem for your favorite or your favorite gangster rapper, though. It ain't a problem for your famous superstar to do the same damn thing, get rich off of it, off of you, off of your help. But then you turn around and see somebody else coming up and you want to switch it up and play all fucking bougie, man. That shit is laid. That be the lamest thing because you're straddling the fence. And I tell people, man, I eat straddle the fence people up all day, every day, because I know what side of the fence I'm on. I'm on my side of the fence. That means I have a complete understanding of the way that I think, and I stand behind that. Not saying it's always right, not saying it's always wrong. But as a grown-ass man, I am willing and prepared to take the consequences either way.
Uh-huh.
But I keep learning. I keep learning. Folks will just say any damn thing, man, and that bleeds over to what? Because, you know, we in the urban. Those type of mindsets bleed over to the urban community. So then you have artists who thinking they're just as good as the artists who ain't fucking doing nothing. You have them thinking that the artists that used to be hot and gave up and can't get it back or don't want to get it back, don't want to grind when everybody else sleep, don't want to travel, hit the highway, don't want to do these things, they try to make you think y'all all just the same. Well, I'm going to tell you, the game don't see it like that. Hell no. You're not getting paid $20,000 for a beat. So what that mean? I mean, you ain't on that level yet, dog. I mean, you ain't on that level yet, dog. Sponsorships. Femo, you said it, and I'm going to let you speak on this because I know you didn't dealt with sponsorships too many different times, too. So you know just as much as I do, if not more. And you've dealt with people in those positions that help other people with sponsorships. So you're very knowledgeable on this firsthand, personally. This is where I'm at. Why are local artists or artists following other artists that don't even have sponsorships, right? They teach y'all to overlook people who have companies behind them willing to give up financially and are willing to attach their brands and their businesses to these people. Y'all overlook them to go listen to the motherfuckers that ain't got one? Y'all listen to the other artists and the other people who can't attract even one in their city. They don't even have a reputable company in their city that's sponsoring them or advertising them, or one that's outside of their city, or one that's outside of their country. So what are these people talking? What are you following these people for? That's the biggest thing that has held us and the local community back, Femo. We follow people because we think they look good, and they do look real good, but they don't know shit about how to get to the game, man. They don't know how shit get go to the game. Now, you ain't never got to sell a T-shirt to be real with you, unless that's just your thing. Unless that's just your thing, which is always good, extra money. But go ahead, Femo, because it be blowing my mind, man. Like, how are you listening to people who telling you directions, who, if you look at the game, you like, damn, how would Nike ever want to present me with a contract by listening to you? But I see this person over here getting sponsored. You just said something about a sponsor, so this is factual. Petty just said something about his sponsor, so this is real life, what I'm saying right here, too. If you don't want to believe me and mine, Petty just told you out his own mouth about one of his. This is a part of the game. And as you independent, you're going to need them sponsors. You're going to need those type of sponsorships. It's a thing called brand placement. Come on, man. Y'all following people who ain't even placing your brand nowhere. They placing your brand around your city that ain't attracting nobody more than the people that's in the blocks and in the neighborhoods and in the communities. But then you get an opportunity to get on the show like what Petty was saying, and you half-ass it. Nah, man, Petty, I'm gonna let you talk to him, man, because I don't think they're hearing me, man.
I'm gonna say this. Because a lot of artists, right? Y'all follow motherfuckers that basically portray like they're doing something big. They'll post some shit like they doing something big right now in the moment, but them motherfuckers ain't doing shit.
Ain't doing nothing.
They ain't doing shit.
Ain't doing
they ain't
nothing.
Doing We ain't doing the goddamn thing. They just sitting there while people like us are busting their asses, working every day, networking with a lot of people, and y'all just sit there like dismiss us. But yet you'll need us.
Hey, look, we can say this. We can make a phone call and put you in contact with a motherfucker that can get you distribution right now if you got your shit right. We can make a call and put you in contact to where you can start submitting your music to where you can get TV and radios and all of this type of shit placements, because with some radio stations, you know, they have to have a sing license to be able to play your music, and your music is tracked with the code. That's how you get paid. We're going to speak some knowledge, but ain't nobody listening to the game. They listening to who popular, who ain't really got no motion. You feel me? That popular shit brings one person some motion. One brand some motion. Femo, if you remember years ago, we gave that a term, we gave it a terminology, and that's called the in-crowd mentality. I see a lot of people sleeping back to that shit, and it's not working, and it's not going to work.
Hasn't been working.
No, it's not going to work, man.
It's gotten a lot of people shot.
Man, come on. Come on. And I can't say with Petty, just being with Petty on, man, and I ain't picking on Petty or nothing, that's Femo, but his life, his journey, especially so these past few years, man, a lot of people have had access to it. We give a lot of people that we don't even know and will never know access to the most personal things about us, to the most realest things about us, how we feel about things, how we look at things. We put ourselves out there to be judged just like rappers, just like entertainers, just like superstars, just like movie stars, just like basketball, football players. We put our lives out there in the public eye to be dissected and to be picked apart. And we still keep pushing and we still keep going on. And the blessings and opportunities and the elevation follows. The connections, the level of the connections, the level of the opportunities follows. And I'm telling you, I be in a lot of meetings. Femo, he can tell you, he can attest to this. I be in a lot of meetings talking to a lot of people, whether it be email, on the phone, anything like that, right? That's way higher than me, man. That could change your life and mine too. Waiting on that check, though. But anyway, and the shit that they be saying, man, man, it don't got nothing to do with nothing, man, that people really be saying on social media. And that's how you know, man, a lot of people don't know this shit, man. I mentioned something about SoundCloud. You don't see a lot of people telling you to start paying attention to what you can use your SoundCloud for. No, because them other artists y'all following, they talking about, hey, stream my shit on Spotify too, which is nothing wrong with that. But they, hey, we had somebody come on from a distribution company and break shit down. I don't think a lot of people know with Spotify, you're not even getting a percentage of your type money. That percentage comes from the highest paid artist, and all, it's a formula to all of that shit. You don't see artists
That's
talking about getting their own websites popping no more. Why not? It's social media. With social media, Facebook and all this type of stuff, man, if you've been doing your research, and big shouts out to Dice, man, me and Dice from GT Digital Deep Entertainment, man, we talked about a lot of stuff and talked, you know, back and forth, but social media, man, you start looking at getting your website, start looking at getting your sync license, start looking at getting these things so you can place your old music in different places and get that damn bag, man. It comes down to that right there. If you're really serious, if you really want to go get it, if you really want that elevation, if you're looking for that, get to it. Get to it. If it ain't happening for you right now, what's the use? What can it hurt for you to try? And what can it hurt if you succeed? What can it hurt if you succeed? But I'm going to tell you what it can hurt if you keep doing the same shit that everybody else is doing. See, that's why they don't want you to do it. They don't want you to listen to the person that's different or the person that know it because they ask things because they're comfortable where they at. You ain't comfortable. You ain't comfortable. You got mouths to feed. You got people depending on you. You got goals. You got dreams. You got shit you want to do. So you better stop listening to them people who comfortable with passing up opportunities. People say that opportunity ain't worth it. Then what the hell are you doing right now tonight? you ain't making no moves towards your goals, you just wasted the opportunity.
And I'm tired of people. I'm tired of people talking about, I like the opportunity and everything else too, but yet you don't want to put the work in. You're not looking for opportunity. You're looking to make an excuse. It's an excuse.
And a free ride.
And a free ride. So the goal is, basically, it's this. Either you want it or you don't. And if you don't want it, hey, good luck to you in your future. But eventually, the opportunity that's been presented to you has passed you by. You may never get another opportunity like this ever again. So you have to pay attention to the shit that people are telling you. And two, when you agree to the opportunity, listen to what is being said. Do not question or be indecisive of what needs to be done, because what is being told to you is to better help you.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
And I don't get it, Samo. I don't get it, Samo. And it's like, it's so hard. It's so hard. Why is it so hard for people to understand what people like us invest in, so we can give you, the artists, the comedians, politicians, and everybody else, the voice that you ain't being heard on. Give you the opportunity to showcase your talent. Give you the opportunity to teach you some free game.
You're right. And with places, man, that got venues, man, you have got the store. If you got people, it becomes this. Yeah, you might not like somebody personally, right? But if y'all can handle business and it be mutual respect for the situation, I've been saying this shit for years. If it's mutual respect for the situation, that means y'all can come together, handle business respectfully and successfully, and move on and still go on about your lives. I don't mean you got to be best buds and all that shit, but you can come together and make it successful, handle business, and keep going on. See, one of the big things, and I say this about where I'm at, one of the big things that's holding my city back is they haven't understood, man, that you have to utilize the people that are willing and the people that are good at what they do, but are also who they say they are. You keep... Our city puts so much behind false people. We put so much hopes behind people who claim to know or claim to do this and claim to do that, and it don't work, right? We put a lot of our trust into, and I'm not just tearing people down, it's just the truth, it got to be said. But then when we have leaders, when we have people who know, we know, can do the job better. We don't get behind those people. We get behind the people that's popular out here, and that has brought slow growth and no growth. And if you look in the entertainment scene, I know a guy asked me, like, you know what I mean? He said something. You still on there, Petty?
No, I'm still on here.
A guy had made a comment on a post one time, and he was like, you know what I mean? You know, you got to be that change. And it's like, you must ain't been watching my walk. My walk is totally different from those that's in the same lane I am in my surroundings. I'm walking every day in the change that I seek. The thing is, it's been so pumped into the people that surround in my surroundings' minds that this backdoor type of way to make it is how you're going to make it. And that's just not, that don't work for everybody. Especially when you're coming from a place that's not popping up on a lot of people's major radars, right? It's because Tulsa King is shooting videos down here do not mean that awareness seeped over to the rap scene in Muskogee, Oklahoma, or anywhere else like that. And like this place, man, we let people in charge of doing events and trying to get these things going that really haven't been able to produce that consistently for a consistent amount of time and not fading or not bringing no growth.
You know, I tell people, they get mad, but it's like, shit, the entertainment scene should not be the same now as it was in the early 2000s, if not, well, because you can't say that, because it used to be popping around them times. But how the shit is now, man, it's just all because of the direction, man. Those that's in direction, they have to humble themselves. Everybody be talking here about humbling and don't do this and you need to humble yourself. No. A lot of people here in the entertainment game need to humble themselves, and they need to learn. Ain't it sit down, shut up, learn, apply, take what they can take, use it, and turn the whole fucking city around, the whole game around. But they don't want to listen. And you know what? Somebody else, this is the thing, too, and I'm going to say this, people get mad, but a person, somebody else can come along and say the same thing from out of town, and they'll believe it and start doing it and be like, oh, this here works. That's what dealing with in the surroundings I'm at, man. When they wonder why these things keep fading and it keeps fizzing out, because you don't have the right players in the right positions to attract longevity. Right? Even a small venue can stay rocking every single week, man, for a whole for years. You just gotta have a entertainment manager. You just gotta have somebody that knows what the fuck that they doing. You can't put everybody on the event. Come on, you a promoter and you know this too. You can't put everybody on the event because everybody ain't event worthy, even though you're cool with them. They might not just really got it like that, and they might need a little bit more work. Or it might be somebody out there that fits the show better. Plain as hell.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
People back to the club? Go ahead, Thelma. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't be on events is because they're not mentally ready. And when I mean mentally ready, I mean they don't understand that you need to be on time. You do know that if you come early, you're on time. But if you come on time, when it's time to perform, you're late. They don't get it. And that's been too much. And when you do that shit, you know what you end up doing? End up making the show go longer than as scheduled. People that are supposed to perform will end up leaving and being upset. They brought their people to see them to perform. The headliner would be pissed the fuck off. It's because the time that they had allowed for themselves has to be shortened because he wants everybody to perform. That's bullshit.
Or you lose your slot, and you don't get to perform, and the show goes on. That happens too.
And I've done it lately. If you ain't there, show goes on. That's been my memo with these three shows.
This is one big thing that me, you know, everybody say, well, what can you do to change? Well, I'm going to be direct. I think this is one big thing that can change in my area and be for the better. Any artist that's booked on any show in the urban community, if they are booked on an event, they should be required, because Muskogee is not like L.A. and these type of places, right? They should be required to do in-person, on-location promotion at least three different spots in the city, right? Now, for me being who I am, I'm going to keep it 100K, right? If you connected to the hood and to the streets, then you should hit at least every barber shop that's in your community doing promo, right? Even if the people from the barbershop don't show up, what are you training yourself to do? I'm going to let you figure that part out. If you do that here in this city, every time that you got an event and you're required to go do promo at least three different locations in the city of Muskogee or in the community of Muskogee, what are you training yourself to do? You training yourself to play with the champions. You training yourself to be a champion. You training yourself have to move and groove and get out in the community and actually do promotion like that on that form. You're training yourself how to talk when you're around this person, and you're explaining to them who you are and where they can check you out at.
Uh-huh.
See, but I don't see that. I see everybody be talking because everybody said they can do this, and everybody said, you know, they know everything. But I have yet to see that since I've been here. I have yet to see them hit multiple locations to promote the event that they got going on with a roster full of artists in a city with this population size. We have a population of under 40,000. So if you have a population of under 40,000 and you ain't out here in your own city working your own city, why the hell would a label that's a multi-million-dollar label want to give you an opportunity so you can waste their time and their money? That means they got to treat you just like a new baby that came into this world. They got to teach you how to walk. They got to, well, at first they got to teach you how to crawl. Then they got to teach you how to walk. You got to teach you this step by this, step by this. But guess what? There's people out here who running think they going to go with.
Uh-huh.
So they always used to say, practice like you going to play. And a lot of people ain't they practicing. We see how they practicing because we see how they play. This ain't a knock, and don't take it as a diss. All this shit should be a motivation to you. It should be a motivation to you. It should be an inspiration to you. If it's hitting you in the wrong way, that means you meant to hurt to hear this. That means there's something in this message. There's something that me and Petty Murphy from the Petty Murphy Project and Project Jerk that's saying that's meant for you. Don't take it as a diss, man. Get out that shit. Get out that social mentality that everything somebody's saying is meant to tear you down. Some shit is meant to make you stronger. Because some of us are champions, and we know what it feels like to be champions. We know what it feels like to overcome, to fight back. We know what it feels like to have everything on our shoulders. We don't know how it feels like to have every single person in the city, everybody rocking with us and everybody agreeing with us. No, that wasn't our walk. We had to learn it a different way so that we could teach y'all. And now it's time for you to go to class. You taught us how to be popular out here on the streets. And how to get a local hood name. And shut your ass up, man, respectfully. And listen to somebody to teach you how to become fucking international, dog. You might be the one to make millions off of it, man. Shut up and quit thinking that y'all know everything when you only been taught to be famous in your hood. You ain't been taught to be famous in Paris. You ain't been taught how to make real connections in Paris. But you did heard if you're following the show, this ain't bragging. This is showing you and telling you how this can be done. You did hear a representative come on Femo Nation Forever Radio and tell y'all about a plug that he got in London, right? In London that he was talking to, didn't know we was connected, but asked him, has he heard of Femo Nation Forever Radio? See, that's how shit works. Sometimes it ain't all about who you know. I mean, what you know. Sometimes it's about who you know. And a lot of y'all ain't even putting yourselves in front of the people that you need to know.
Uh-huh.
You following people that's cool with you reaching less than 40,000? And you think you're going to feed your family and change people's life off of that? That ain't even going to get you a good Spotify check, dog. That ain't going to get you a good Spotify check. So what that mean? That mean while you trapped in this mindset of whatever city you is, and if it ain't working for you, it ain't working for you. If you in a hot spot, then it's working for you. But if you in a spot where there's no opportunity like that, why the hell are you putting more energy and making yourself known in that area and letting your people see that you can go out? They say the bird leaves the damn nest. So you artists got to leave the nest. Y'all can't rewrite how things are done. You can't rewrite the way life works. You can't rewrite how the music game goes. You can't rewrite how the entertainment goes. Either you play that shit by their rules or get your ass out the game.
You cannot rewrite history.
The rest of your life. No.
You be a hobbyist. And you know one thing? We do not negotiate with hobbyists.
No, sir. No, sir.
We refuse to. And, you know, big shout out to Mr. Bray, Mr. Devon Bray.
You know, Chef Frey said something today.
Big man.
So listen, man, he said something today.
Yeah.
He said something today about, you know, the Hollywood strike with the writers and stuff, too. What he's doing is that he's not trying to be at that table. He's in his purpose so he can elevate his people that he has into having this and making this a career. That's
Come
what
on.
We're doing. That's
Come
what
on.
We're doing. This is what the Mesa is doing. This is what
Come
the
on,
official
man.
Is doing. It's what YL Dallas is doing. It's what School of School is doing. It's what I'm doing, what
yeah.
Nice is doing. We are basically teaching you motherfuckers how to be, have a career. Some of y'all are
Look,
at our age group, still chasing the same shit.
Come on,
and
man.
And you ain't
Speak
got no
it.
Career. You're getting passed over. You should have stayed with the ones that wanted to help you win. Instead of the other motherfuckers that want to punch me and say that they're a world-renowned DJ and they do image consultants and shit. And
Come
they post
on,
different women and they post social medias and shit like they doing something. And they ain't doing
and
shit.
And you know what?
They stuck in the old damn way.
And you know what? I got to say this, too, real quick, because this is I was researching opportunity a few times, man, and I came across something that says don't judge opportunity by what someone look like because you might miss the opportunity that changed your life. See, I'm not real a flashy person. I don't really dress real flashy. I ain't really into that, man. I'm a silly hillbilly. Anybody that follow me,
man,
that you should know by now.
Fam, I'm going to need you to post that on the book. Post that on the book.
Yeah.
Post that
and
on the
real
book.
Because if you not a millionaire or if you're not this, people, you know, look at you and they say we ain't supposed to judge, but we got to quit. But, man, it's a lot of things that we tell ourselves that we hinder ourselves, man. There's no way for you to stop being able to judge. Right? We've been taught to judge all our life. We've been taught to judge since we know how to walk and talk. We've been taught to judge what is good. We've been taught to judge what is bad. We've been taught to judge what we like, and we've been taught to judge what the hell we don't like. We've been taught to judge who food is better. We've been taught to judge who painting is better, who can draw better, who can get the better grade, who can score up. Come on, man. We got to stop saying this shit and twisting certain words and making it for us. No, man, you can't change that shit. This is life. Right here on this earth, a lot of those things that say, yes, that would be good in a perfect world. And, yes, we should be striving to be more better at a lot of those ways, right? And, yes, that works for a lot of people. It works for a lot of people. But a lot of artists and people and entrepreneurs get stuck in that rut because they get trapped up into walking that walk that's not meant for them. Some of y'all are not meant to be those people who always show humbleness all the time. Your walk ain't meant for that. Your walk is meant to be loud, to be powerful. A lot of people's walk is to be quiet and to be responsive in a different way. But when you get trapped up trying to live your damn life based off how other people see you, I said this, Femo, when people see you, they see the version of you that they want to see. They don't never understand and get to ever really understand who you really are. Stop letting these people who telling you you wrong by being yourself that didn't got you this far to make you change who you are. You can't walk they walk and they can't walk yours. They'll have a powerful person, one of our most powerful warriors out here, man, that can do so much for the community, that can do so much for everybody else. They'll have that person thinking they should shut up, thinking they should shut up and be quiet. So then where the fuck is we going to get our leaders from? So then how the hell is our leaders going to be comfortable to stand up and say, you know what? I can finally stand up because the people are going to stand with me. No, we can't produce those. And the reason why we can't produce those is because y'all out here trying to play God. Because y'all out here trying to play God. I'm going to say that again. Mm-hmm. Because y'all out here trying to play God. Y'all out here telling everybody what their purpose is. Y'all the ones telling people, hey, no, you got to do this. You can't say this. You can't be this. You got to be the same. And for all my black people, I'm fixing to hit you where it hurt at, man. What does that sound like? Didn't our people go through a period of time where we couldn't be different?
didn't our people go through a period of time where all of us was looked at as the same, where we all had to think the same, we all had to eat the same, we all had to walk the same, and if we didn't do that, guess what? They got killed, they got murdered, they got sold off. The one that stood out, the motherfucker that stood out and said, you know what, hell no, nah, I don't want to get whooped no more. Wasn't that the one that was strung up to the tree and got whooped in front of everybody else as a lesson for you not to do that? So why the fuck are y'all doing it to people like me and Petty?
Mm-hmm.
We are some of the people.
Why y'all doing that for?
That can bring the uprising. It's already in the making. It's already been blessed. It's already been spoken for, and that didn't come from no man.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know what? Keep following the people that's like a grain of grass. Keep following the people that's going to sway to the left or right, whatever trend come. Whatever the people like is popular, follow that shit. Follow the Machiavellian mindset of the prince, the book The Prince. Follow that. Follow how to be the perfect prince and never possess that in your heart. Follow those type of people, and you keep going down destruction like the sheep do every single time. That's what they did to our society so that we don't birth leaders. We birth followers who think they're leaders. They get Jews, they get to the top, and yet they are still followers. The rap game is no different for local artists now, since Pac did not change the game for no local artists. Biggie, all these artists that we salute to them, not knocking nothing from their legacy, but did any of that change what goes on for a local artist right now? Hell no.
No.
Why?
You know why?
We don't control that game.
No, we don't. We don't control that part of the game. But
come on, man.
If you're independent, you're teaching people how to be bosses. You don't need a manager. You don't need a label. All of these things that we have done, we invested our own money. Hold on, let me say this again. Everything that we have done to get where we're at, to where we're on every fucking search in the world, to where we're on every platform heard all over the world, where we have this status, we did this on our own because we invested our money.
Yeah. I tell people, ain't none of it bragging. It only looks like bragging. It only looks like bragging to a person that's jealous of a testimony. See, that's why I said you got to stop believing these people who don't even have faith. They don't got no faith, man. They'll tell a person to stop sharing their testimony in power because they don't understand it. Because they don't believe that a person has a testimony. See, they don't believe. They think your soul is lost. See, they think you ain't never been on your knees praying. They thinking you don't have a relationship with God. They thinking God ain't blessing you, but he's not blessing you, but he's blessing them. But they the ones watching you being blessed. See, you got to quit following weak-minded people because that's going to keep leading all of us down a weak-minded society to where we're all controlled. You got to start listening to the people that the word is speaking through them, not the people that's manipulating that shit for their own personal gains, and it ain't really bringing no change. See, I study history, and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass, all these people were powerful fucking people, right? And they had a lot of people around them, but it was them. It was them, the first to do something that they did to change the circumstances of people around them. It was them, not every fucking body, because everybody wasn't called to do that. I don't remember seeing more stories about every single person did what Harriet Tubman did. No, she was called to do that. And because she did what she was called to do, it added to everything else that everybody else was called to do. Don't you dare let nobody on social media tell you to change your life because that's how they think you should. They can't control your blessing. They ain't God. And you might be turning from a direction that God got you going down through. You gotta suffer. You gotta hurt. You gotta suffer. You gotta hurt before your ass can get blessed.
Uh-huh.
You gotta get ridiculed. You gotta get ridiculed. Everybody talk about they soldiers and gangsters. You think that's that? You can't be soldiers and gangsters here. Because as soon as you say, well, man, I don't believe men should be having sex with other men, you won't say that publicly because you're in fear of retaliation. But you want a blessing. But you say you love God and you got faith in the Lord. See, they think that if you ain't in the pulpit and you ain't saying any scriptures all the time, they think God ain't working through your life because they've been trained to not recognize the power of my God. They've been trained not to recognize the power and energy that's operating through us by the same people who don't want us to know the power that's inside of us. Ain't that kind of crazy, Vimo? They'd rather believe them people and roll with them people than seeing the power work through somebody. Somebody that's been ridiculed. Vimo, I watched everybody in the world ridicule you. Where they at now? Petty shooting a fucking movie. All them people that ridiculed you, all them people that took jabs at you, took stones at you, beat you down, they didn't realize all that shit had to happen. So the power that's working over you can show them, I got Petty. I'm going to let y'all bruise him, but I'm going to clean him up, and I'm going to bless him in front of y'all. See, it says prepare a table for us amongst our enemies. A lot of y'all are our enemies.
Uh-huh.
You're just a wolf in sheep's clothing and you don't know it. So you're supposed to feel this wrath. You're supposed to feel this power. You're supposed to feel it. You're supposed to not like what we're doing. And people that's like us, not just saying just us, you're supposed to not like somebody else that's different from you. You're supposed to want everybody to be the same. Because that's what you're going to, and you complain when the world beats your kids up because they think like that. You get mad when the world slaps your kid and shows your kid that that shit is not the real life out here. Then you get mad. Oh, then you want to run and cuss out the coach because the coach cussed at your kid. He was a little bit too hard at your kid. Oh, he's always playing this kid. He's not playing my son. Hey, man, that's real life. But that ain't what y'all, you know, say on social media when y'all trying to jab at leaders, at real leaders. Just saying, leader ain't got to be nobody with a whole lot of money or fancy dancy. That shit is with a walk and with a talk. And a lot of people just ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it wasn't they calling. They was, you know, they said, hey, man, all my life I've been a pimp, and all your people and your people was assistant pimps. Yeah, you was never meant to be the Lord and one and only James. You would never be a pimp. You were people in your family was assistant pimps. So you got to be the best assistant pimp that you can to the one that was meant to be the real pimp. I mean, come on, man. Shit, they taught us that shit on how high. Play your position. Play your position the best way you can. And you got to stop telling people you... If they, like, say people post something, they tell you, man, this is something that I've heard, and this is something that I'm going to put out there real quick, Femo, because everybody, this is something that is a mental blockage. People tell you to get rid of things that you were giving. You were given a personality. You that's yours, right? That's who you is.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, give it to your ego. Do your research on ego. They're telling you that, but they're not telling you about the control of it. They're not telling you why they're saying that or what's the only thing that they're saying. And what they're saying is telling you to get rid of it because they're looking at it in a negative way. But they never speak on what an ego can do for you positively, right? That's how you can catch false prophets. That's how you can catch people who are using information to hurt you, to jab at you, to diss you, to try to be funny, to try to act like they're smarter than you, to try to belittle you. Because, see, they'll tell you what this shit means negatively. Oh, you need to let go of your feelings negatively. But they won't tell you that one day in your life, them feelings
is going to be the one thing that's going to get you through one of the most hardest thing in your motherfucking life. They ain't going to tell you that. But somebody who's been on a deathbed like me, I'm going to tell you that, player. I'm going to tell you that shit. I'm going to tell you that ego, that ego is going to help carry you high. That ego, if used correctly, is going to carry you through a whole lot of storms, G, that a lot of other people going to fold. They don't want you to rise above the crowd. They want you to stay the crowd. That's the issue. That's who we follow. That's who we follow. That's who we share. They knowledge, they post, and give them likes, and, oh, girl, you right. Oh, yeah, man, you right. And then we wonder why our minds is the way it is, because we're not breeding thinkers, critical thinkers. We're breeding followers, and we're training all us, everybody else, to be like robots, to be thinking the same, doing the same. And hell, even they should look at that. Even AI ain't even the fucking same. Hell, even AI can do different motherfucking things than this. They advancing the AI technology, so why the hell are y'all saying that everybody should be the fucking same? Hell no. We need this uniqueness. We need this differences, man. Do y'all know what's coming? Hell, if 10 of the brothers in, if I walk in a room and 10 brothers in the room are scared to fight a goddamn robot, that means I'm on my own. They ain't gonna fuck with me because I got robot shit inside me. I'm gonna be on the next side, but, you know, I'm gonna help y'all. I'm going to help y'all out. I'm going to let y'all know, you know, where they come in and shit like that. But I can't walk off into a room and turn my back with 10 brothers in the room, and I know they're going to take out the door and run. And we got enough ammo and enough shit here to take this motherfucker out? No. No, that's because they're going to choose to be weak and choose to be in fear. I got to be around those that choose to be strong and choose to fight back at this fucking world. Not these damn people on social media. You got a bigger power against all of us. All of us. That's what we fighting. When we say change the culture, we ain't meaning just hip-hop. We meaning the mindset that's bled over to our communities and to our little cousins that's now grown people, to our kids that's now grown people. And we have realized the damage that has really been done. So, see, we ain't still caught up in that kid game that, yeah, it's okay to go and rap about blowing each other's head off and think that that shit's not going to seep in some child's head, and then they're going to start mimicking that. See, we grown, so we know. We know. But the difference is how you stand. I like gangster rap music. I like hearing that. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. I like gangster rap music. You did? But I also know what it can do. So, yeah, I speak a lot against it. And, yeah, I do listen to it. Do I say and tell kids, hey, man, you need to come listen to this? Hell no. I don't do that. And you can't find nobody that'll tell you that because that ain't what I do. Now, if they parents let them listen to it, that's on them. Me? Nope. Not me. That's their choice with their parents. And then as they get older and they listen to that shit, is what it is. Because what I have seen happen in our communities, and I done been in different communities, man. I done been in different states. So I done seen this shit in multiple different states and communities is you see little bitty kids who can rap those lyrics about harming each other, but they can't read a book. They can't even spell their names. They math is low. But they can rap lyrics that talk about getting money, pulling switches, shooting, killing people. Come on, man. Everybody knocked Charleston White for what he said, for what Finesse Two Times did with the little cat, man. But that was just some of the real shit that right there, it was a representation of what really goes on all across America and our communities. And folks wasn't even paying attention to that, man. That's how fast these little kids pick up on that shit, and then it becomes them. People looked at that shit as a game. But, again, who are we behind, and who are we pushing in the power, in positions of power, to bring forth the change that we need? Because to me, it don't seem like we're pushing forth the people that we really need in the positions that we really need them. We pushing people in positions that look good, sound good, But when that shit fade, nothing has been accomplished but for them. That's what this is, Philip. I'm gonna let you get it, man. You know, I've been talking, man, but this just baffles my mind that we don't breed leaders no more. And I tell pastors, man, they don't really like talking to me because I tell them, why is our congregations not breeding strong, not more revolutionaries, but why are you not seeing more young people out here in public going hard in the name of the Lord? I mean, just like a coach, just like a football coach, you're a coach just like any coach else. So if you're a pastor at a church with a congregation and you're not producing not one person in 10 years that you see actively out here going hard for God, everybody say that secrecy stuff, man. Get all that secrecy stuff, man. I do research, and I believe the Lord, too. He did a lot of stuff for people to see out in the open. So I go with that, right? So come on, man. But that whole mindset can control a whole community, can control a whole community, that even if we don't produce greatness, we still feel like we should still go that route. No. Your church should be producing evangelists. Your church should be producing other ministers, people that are going into the ministry, people that's going out doing things. Your church should be producing that. So you can't really knock, you know, we can say that for artists, but it's the mindset of the community altogether that these artists and that we are in that traps us the most. Pastor man will never talk to me again because I told him that he got mad at me. I said, come on, man, even colleges recruit players. The NFL recruiting players. What players are you producing to be recruited? Because it seems like everybody that's coming out of the church, once they get certain ages, they gone, dog. So you can't be out here sitting here putting on the word on people and telling people how they need to be living their life right and y'all need to be doing this when your church has not produced one of those. Certain people get mad at it, but, I mean, hey, they judge, just like everybody else do. But that's my whole thing, man. The mindset, man. And that's one thing I've realized, Femo. When it comes to artists and this whole game and this culture, it's the mindset. And without the mindset being changed, nothing will change. It will just keep being, it will just keep reproducing the same. We'll reproduce more of the same mindset than we'll do. So I stand on like what Pac said, man. I might not be the one that bring the change that I seek, but I might be the one that spark the mind of the one that bring the change of what they seek. And I'm going to stand on that because in the era that I live and the journey that I am, I realize the time frame that we in, our people lost, and they so far lost, man, that they don't want to know no other way. Not saying I lost hope. I just ain't got time for this shit no more. Hey, you want to be stuck being a local rapper all your goddamn life? Be a local rapper all your life. Love that shit. But don't get mad when you see somebody else shining like new diamonds and doing they thing. Don't let nobody else hate on them either. You tell them, nah, that person just doing they thing, man. They doing they thing harder than what you doing your thing, player. And I ain't going to lie to you. One of my connections actually told me, man, the reason why they reached out to me is because they seen that I was always on social media. I'm always pushing no matter what I'm saying or what I'm posting. They seen me the most more than anybody else in my city. They said they never knew nothing about Muskogee, but they said they didn't see anybody else. When they was looking at me, they didn't see anybody else from Muskogee as much as they seen me. Now, let that sink in to a lot of you motherfuckers. They don't understand. I know how to drown people out on social media. So if they looking at your area, dog, I'm all over that. I stomp. I'm a big dog. So if they look at the area, I'm everywhere. I'm stomping all over that shit. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. Everywhere. Petty. Everywhere. People seeing. They got more access to reach you. Got more access to find out who you is.
But, you know, like I said, Femo, man, a lot of people, you know, they don't like to hear this. They don't like to hear that. You know what I mean? A lot of people think they got the game and they stuck in their positions. They ain't really growing. They ain't really doing that. I've been there. I was there at a point in time where my position, I wasn't growing either, but I had to sit the fuck down. I had to listen to some people, learn some shit, and apply that shit. And the shit started working, and it started working in a major way. Femo, anything else that you want to touch on before we get up out of here, man? If they ain't learn shit tonight, hey man, ain't shit we can do for them.
I know that some of my people that are a part of this project, as petty as I want to be, are listening. But I want to speak to the entire world. What we are saying is God honest truth. You sometimes, and the biggest problem is that, you know, people want to be stuck in a way. They think that they're at that level to where you can come to me or Famo and try to charge us. You can't do that. Because one, we're not businessmen. We are a business, man. So let's handle the damn business.
Yeah. If we want to start talking numbers, like I've been showing, you know, I don't like to do this shit, but a couple artists hit me with that trying to charge me when my numbers is like, man, not even in the realm of what they numbers is. And it's like, dog, but even if you look at that, and I don't look at that shit. I don't look at it like that. But if you are your numbers is what they are, and my numbers are way greater than yours, what the hell am I paying you for? And if I'm not asking you to pay me, that doesn't make any sense. Go ahead, Femo. That shit don't make no sense. The super cash shit don't make no sense.
It makes no damn sense. And what people need to understand is this. I'm going in this mindset tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central. I'm going into a meeting with the black-owned streaming company, Blackstream. I'm going into a meeting. What I want everyone to understand is that I'm trying to get everything done for this movie before I go back into work Monday morning to my 9-to-5. I'm going back to normal. It's been a hard 2 weeks for me, losing my brother, you know, seeing my mom struggle. My mom is struggling right now because of the loss of her child. Going through motherfuckers want to hate and talk shit. And try to, you know, basically come out with that bullshit while I'm grieving. But I checked that motherfucker, and that motherfucker's losing. He's about to lose. He lost pretty much lost everything. And what people need to seem to understand when it comes to me, those who have tried to come and try to take down my empire have fallen. They either up in jail, career ended, or they're dead. And you know, I call it karma. I did nothing wrong. But when you do wrong to those who ain't doing right, who haven't done anything to you, you will get that back done to you. Don't do unto others you don't want done to you. But what I want to speak on. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Emma.
What I want to speak on to these artists that haven't made it where they could have to be. I've always said this shit. 99.9% of that is your fault. Why? It's because you did not do your proper research. You just took the word. You took the word. You seen the dangle in that carrot, and you ran with it. And what ended up happening? You ended up getting screwed over. Number one thing I will not do is I won't screw you over. I will teach you the game. Your job is to listen. But if you're still in that damn mindset of where you are, before you met me, stay in that same mindset after you meet me. I want people that want to win. You know, I got two.
Come on, man. Come on.
Award winners. Mention winner award men. Jermaine Tashi Thomas and Jaquay J.D. Valentine. These brothers are trying to make magic with me. I'm basically, because this movie is about me, my story, my career. But you, artists and comedians that are a part of this, those who have been with me since I first met them day one, My story doesn't happen without you. So this opportunity that I'm giving to you, it's me giving back to you and showing you through all the tribulations, trials and tribulations and bullshit that you go through, there is somebody that believes in you, sees your talent, and wants to help you. You do not, in the first chance that you get, and ask for money up front. That's not how you build your brand. You let someone teach you how to get there, get you the opportunity so that way you get the money, which is more, in the long run, on the back end. Would you rather have upfront money, which is little to nothing, or would you rather have long-term money that keeps you going for generations and generations and generations? I would choose option B if I were y'all. So if y'all listen to this, what we're saying tonight is 100% truth. We're tired of the bullshit. We built our brands by investing in ourselves. We invested in ourselves so we can invest in you. It's time for y'all to now reciprocate that energy and invest with us so we all can grow and we all can eat and we all can. If you can't understand that concept, I don't want to fuck with you. End of discussion.
Hey, look, ain't nothing else need to be said. I agree with that, man. Hey, this been Project Jerk with Petty Murphy from the Petty Murphy Project, man. Make sure y'all go plug in. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. We're going to get it in. Till next time, man, y'all keep that shit jerking. If you missed anything, man, hit the replay. But I'm just going to roll out and say, hey, man, stop listening to people that's on that fucking blow up, man. Don't blow up. Glow up, man. Y'all getting fed that blow up and running from that real shit. And by doing that, you're going to always stay in the back. You're going to always be behind. And everybody else, we'll keep moving in forward progression. Man, keep it jerking. We out. Salute.